Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Ask Me How I Know. This is a mindset episode, so it's just me, but I don't have any awesome guests this time, but expect to have some awesome guests joining me for mindset episodes in 2021. I'm super excited and pumped about the 2021 lineup. Oh my goodness, you're gonna love it. I already know it. Hey, if you have not already subscribed and rated, reviewed all those bells and whistles, I'm going to ask that you go ahead and do that right now. It seriously takes 1, maybe 2 minutes max. Like, it could take you 3 minutes if you have like a super lengthy review, which is so fun to read. But go ahead and do that because it helps get the word out about this podcast. And if it's helpful for you, guess what? You've heard me say it before. We're not all snowflakes. There are other people that have the same feelings that we have that we are working through. And so by rating and reviewing and everything, that's helping get this information to other people like you that will grow from this. So thanks in advance for that. I really appreciate it. And it's also the only way this podcast will grow is from awesome people, awesome listeners, just like you saying, hey, I'm going to support this just by subscribing and reviewing, and I'm going to share this out with somebody else. So I don't mean to kind of bring that up every single time, but I know there's some other podcasts that I enjoy, and they call that like the cost of admission in a sense. We put a lot of time into podcasting, into creating good content for you to devour, and I thoroughly enjoy it. And your appreciation reciprocated back is totally welcome, and it totally fuels the journey for me. All right. Moving on into the meat and potatoes, which is why you are listening to this podcast. Let's talk about it. We are wrapping up 2020. We are entering 2021. And this month, I've really dedicated the mindset episodes to really focus and zero in on our habits and kind of out with the old, in with the new. How do we stack ourselves up for success habitually for what we dream and envision for our 2021? Today, I want to tackle our schedule. I know last week we spoke about our schedule. We did it in a series, right? We're talking about your schedule. We're talking about work, relationships, successes, failures. We're talking about how those things were serving or enslaving you. If you missed that episode, go back, listen to it. It's really powerful. I already know I've had lots of great feedback on it from listeners. So go back, listen to that. But today, I just want to focus in, zero in on the schedule. And if you listen to the last episode, then you know that I really had a rub with schedules, and I really liked having a blank calendar because I felt like I could really, it lent itself to authenticity. It lent itself into what I felt, how I felt I needed to use my time in any given moment. And really what I have learned over the last few months, particularly this last month of reassessing my habits, is that I was really telling myself a boatload of lies. So I hate to burst the bubble for anybody else out there that is where I was for so long, but a blank schedule is not like, oh yes, sky's the limit. I really wanted it to be so much more. I didn't want to be encumbered by a schedule. In fact, I've really learned and have now embraced that when I was choosing to live like that, I really wasn't living with the purpose and meaning that I want in my life. My schedule actually reflects what is important to me. And my schedule now mirrors the drive that I have for the ambitions that I have. I wasn't making the traction and the progress that I wanted before. It's difficult to make traction and progress when you aren't being calculated about it, when you're not showing the steps and deliberately saying, these are the steps that I'm taking on a daily basis to get to where I want to go. So today I want to share with you 7 ways that you can power up and supercharge your schedule, and really some of the thinking behind why this is going to benefit you. Because sure, it's great, Julie, that's super great that it's working for you and that you've had this aha moment, but that's you. What about me? Okay, so I hope that you're going to have a Me Too experience through this. Without putting these 7 power pack secrets, they're really not secrets, They're not in any special order. They're not prioritized one greater than the other or anything like that. And for everyone, I actually think that they're going to speak to everyone in different capacities. I am going to put the first two together. So I'm going to do like number one, number two, because they really piggyback right off of each other. So number one is that by having a predictable schedule already in place, you are able to live on autopilot. How powerful is that, right? Some of you set your coffee machine up or whatever in the morning so that it will be ready for you when you wake up. It's a process and it's ready for you. How convenient is that? But what about your life? Isn't it convenient when you don't even have to think, when you get up out of bed and without really much effort, your body is just kind of like, maybe you're even following your body, if you will, like you're waking up, but your body's getting up physically and already setting into these tasks because you've hardwired them into your life and into your system. By doing that, you have created something to, that lends itself to success, right? Which blends really well, as I mentioned, with the second PowerPoint that I want to point out. And that is that these habits make disciplines easier and they remove a lot of decision-making that just bleeds you dry. If you have children, I don't care what age your children are, I thought it might get easier or more difficult at different stages from age zero to age 12, where we're at with our kids. This has never changed. Kids ask a ton of questions. They are constantly requiring their parents to make decisions, right? Yes, no, yes, no, do this, don't do that. You know, some of these decisions. And by hardwiring, and so my point in saying that is that we can nickel and dime our energy, our productivity, our creativity. We can just be a leech and suck all the good from that just by nature of having to constantly make decisions. But when we have a habit, when we have an established routine in place, those decisions become minimized. And now I have more energy for my day. I have more energy because I'm not thinking, do I want to press snooze or not want to press snooze? Do I want to go to the gym or do I not want to go to the gym? Do I want to get up and read or do I not want? All of those questions that you might end up asking yourself, you have annihilated them. And now you're just plugging and playing and it's happening on its own. The cool part, another really cool byproduct of these first two PowerPoints, right, is that by nature of doing this, you are setting yourself up for a win from the very get-go of your day. That display of self-discipline is going to encourage and inspire you internally. You've already had a success. You've already launched your day with success. There's even a book about that, you know, like Make Your Bed Every Morning. And when you start your day on a win, guess what? You have preloaded your day for success. Who doesn't want to do that? As you are getting into these habits, right? And I'm going to harp and zero in on the morning routine because it's a very easily identifiable routine. And it's kind of all the talk chatter about that, right? So as we have these morning routines, our brain is actually like realizing, oh, wait, you're doing this every single day. And because you are choosing to do this every day, and this is a habit that you are doing, I am going to make this easier for you. Your brain actually wants to make things super efficient for you. Your brain wants to minimize the amount of decision-making, the amount of effort. You know, in all reality, I might say that the brain is a little bit lazy, but no, it's not taking any shortcuts. It's being really smart. And so when you are consistently following a routine, following that schedule that you put into place, your brain catches on to that. And it just creates some very nice, clear communication paths for your whole system to operate, making it easier and easier to accomplish. How cool is that? Your brain is designed to make success easier to come by as you determine to take to make certain practices in your life a habit. power of habits, right? So don't get into any bad habits because your brain's going to make those more efficient and they will be more difficult to break. Having a clear schedule also makes it easier to say yes, like a hard yes and a hard no. When you have clarity about what your day looks like or what your week looks like or what your month looks like, right? As you have clarity over these things, you're able to say, yes, I can be there for that. Or no, that doesn't work at this time, but let's schedule it out. Case in point, somebody wanted to put me on a schedule for a podcast, and I'm super excited about that opportunity because it's so fun. However, the date they threw out was a date I already knew. I had planned and committed. Now, guess what? I'm going to tell you this. I planned and committed to having a whole boatload of fun with my daughter and her friends. Yeah, because when you schedule your time, you don't just have to schedule your time for work and work productivity. You can schedule your time to include and involve, and it should involve the things and people that are most important to you. My daughter is most important to me, right? She's my sweet little girl, and we're going to be making snow globes with her little buddies. How cool is that? It's this great experience. It's not something that happens all the time, but we had to put it on the calendar, and it's there. And so saying no to this really cool opportunity, it wasn't really a hard no. It was not at this time no, but how about at this other time? When you have your schedule in place, you have clarity on where your time is going, why it's being spent in that way, and what you should say yes to in this moment, and what you can say yes or no to in any given moment. Conversely, right, since I had to say not at this time, it definitely wasn't a hard no for that opportunity. Most opportunities, I don't think, should be hard no's, in my life at least. But I was able to give a super hard yes this morning to a friend who said, hey, can we go grab a cup of coffee? I said, wow, I have time, and here's when I have time. Let's make that happen. Okay, so your schedule, having the predictability of it, it's going to ease your decision-making. Your brain's going to make things easier on you. So success is going to come easier. And you're going to be able to commit wholeheartedly with a yes or a no. And remember, no doesn't mean never. No means maybe in the future, not at this time. All of this lends itself really well to the next fantastic byproduct of having your schedule intact and in place. And that is that you actually progress at what's important to you. If something's important to us, we invest our time and our energy, our talents, our money. We put all of our, it's like all the chips on the table on the poker table, right? We're investing. We're all in on something. If something is important to you and it's not on your schedule, is it really important to you? And if your schedule only reflects the duties, responsibilities, and obligations you have, is that what's driving your life? And are you gaining the satisfaction from your life? You see, we have relationships and we have other things in our life that should be on our calendar. Unfortunately, most people neglect to put those on the calendar. I was one of those people. So I'm definitely not pointing fingers because I was one of those people. And now my calendar has, you know, the time. Hey, this is my family walk time. I happen to have this really great schedule where we all work and live at home. My kids work, right? They're in school, they're working. And so we're able to say, you know what, this time, that's our time to go walk as a family. That's our time. And maybe somebody has that time later in the day or earlier in the day. It doesn't matter. The point is that we're making time for who and what is important to us. As I mentioned in a previous episode, we're not going to move the mountain in a single day. So what's important to you is going to be reflected on your schedule and in those little daily pursuits. And, you know, not all of it might not always be a daily pursuit. It might be, I'm working on this 2 days this week and one day next week and 4 days the next week, right? It's going to ebb and flow. But the purpose is that you are taking consistent action towards what is important to you. And that consistent action a year from now is what's going to show that that mountain has moved locations. And you can do this. That lends itself really well. And I like how all of these are really intertwined. And that is that we want to remove the ambiguity between someday and today. So I am sure none of you can relate to this. I used to make these gestures, and I'm just calling it what it is. And I didn't think of it in the moment. It did not feel like just a token gesture. But you know how you're hanging out with somebody or you bump into, here's a more case in point, especially I live in a small town, you bump into somebody that you enjoy at the grocery store and you're like, wow, yeah, hey, we should get together and do dinner sometime. Oh yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, okay, well, let's get that on the calendar. I'll message you. Okay, you'll message me. Okay, great. And then nobody sends a message at all because 100 things happened at the grocery store and the conversation is forgotten for 6 months. Right? Nobody can relate to that at all. Making a commitment with someone you bump into to let's get together. That's ambiguous. That is someday. But when we have something on the schedule, that is today, right now, this is happening. Or, hey, that's happening on February 11th. I will see you then. I love the power behind this. I'm also going to throw a suggestion out there, and that is before you get off the phone with somebody, if you plan on getting together, just set the date and time right then and there. I was on a call with a couple of business partners the other day, and we knew we needed a follow-up call. And before getting off that call, we just said, hey, let's go in. We have people across the world. Let's go in and let's set a time on the calendar right now while we are all here available to make sure that we have an appointment that we can all keep. If something's important to you, you're going to put it on the calendar, and it's not going to be this someday. It's going to be that day is when this is happening, and today is when this component is happening, and that's going to lead to the next one, and I am going to achieve the life of my dreams because I am being diligent and disciplined. I am being tactical and strategic in how I am going about this. I am no longer reacting to my day, I am responding to my day. I can predict with some margins, because life needs margins, what my day is going to look like, what it will entail, and what I will accomplish at the end of that day. And not just with my job, but with my relationships. One element I will highly recommend, and that is your schedule is your schedule, and no one knows you better than you. A lot of people will say they're not morning people. I am a morning person, but I have even become more of a morning person, and I didn't know that was possible. You are able to achieve far more if you are willing to try. So if you're one of those people that says, oh, I'm just not a morning person, I'm a night owl, and I just need to get my rest, that's a habit and that's a thinking that you have identified with and you have chosen, but you can change that. That's not permanent. I've changed my schedule and now I wake up at 4 a.m. and I used to say that that was like an ungodly hour, that nobody should be up at 4 a.m. And now I can't think of not being up at 4 a.m. My husband used to definitely not be a super early morning person. And now we're leaving for the gym at 5 a.m. When you make a decision about how you want your life to go and what you want from it, you will bend and flex and achieve whatever you want to. So there aren't any excuses. With that said, I will add the caveat. I love this book I read way back at the beginning of all the shutdowns in March. It was, it's called Win, the Scientific Secrets to Success. It's by Daniel Pink. I highly recommend this book. The way he breaks it down, it's a fun book. It's high level, but it doesn't feel too scholastic. So there's lots of case evidence in there, but it's easily digestible. I think you will enjoy it. What I enjoyed was the way he unpacked how we can really structure our schedule for the win. I have spoken about this on previous episodes, but it's been a while, and so I thought I'd bring it back up. What I liked is that he said, identify where your energy peaks are in the day. For instance, I am a lark, according to his book. I am definitely a morning person, and my creative juices are definitely flowing early in the morning. And so I tend to put certain tasks early in the morning, and I've been blocking off time so that I can maximize that time. Now, someone else, they might have their peak energy level at 3 p.m. So maybe they're going to spend their mornings checking their email and doing some of those tasks that don't require a whole lot of brain power necessarily or creativity, but they just require presence and awareness. Maybe someone who is more of an afternoon person is going to swap the type of tasks that they do with what I do, right? And so now they're doing their high energy creative things in the afternoon versus in the morning. Now, I will say that one thing that stood out to me as I read his book, there were a myriad of things that stood out to me, but those of you who knock the afternoon nap, he had a really cool case in there and some recommendations, and that is drink an 8-ounce cup of black coffee and then take a 21 minute? There was a specific number. So you're going to have to buy the book so that you can figure this part out. It was 21 or 27 minute nap. Okay. Actually let yourself doze off. And then when you wake up, a lot of people don't want to take their afternoon naps because they're like, oh, when I wake up, I'm so groggy. You drink your coffee or have your little bit of caffeine. You take that 21 minute rest period and then you wake up. And at that time, that coffee actually kicks in. And so now you're gaining this like supercharge, right, for the rest of your afternoon. Just little case in point tip that I gained from that book. Super cool. And I highly recommend that book on a lot of levels. It gained a lot of insight for me as a parent into how to support my kids as they're getting into those teenage years and the type of sleep and what's taking place in their body and how I can help them be successful with their days. And definitely has been very supportive to maximizing the most of my schedule as well. If you want some boosts on tactics on addressing your schedule, I definitely addressed those in the episode, mindset episode on are you served or enslaved? And that first part of that episode goes into your schedule, into identifying how to have your schedule serve you well. But today's episode is definitely to pump you up, hopefully send you over the edge if you are still the way I was, just not really harnessing the power of your schedule, doing a lot of reacting, or allowing other people to schedule your life for you. And jobs can definitely schedule your life for you if you allow them. So I hope that all of this just gives you that extra oomph that you need or the affirmation that you need to really push in, to lean into your schedule, to take control of it and have fun with it. I won't lie. One of the challenges that I face as I'm going through Brendon Burchard's High Performance Habits and utilizing his planner, which I highly recommend, is that I am scheduling in time for myself. Now, if you're a mom out there, you know, and I don't mean to suggest that dads don't face this. I know speaking from a mom, we face a lot of mom guilt and we feel that we need to be constantly readily available for our tribe. And taking 20 minutes to myself, and that's my number. That wasn't a prescribed number from High Performance Habits, by the way, but taking that time for myself just felt, I didn't even know what to do with it initially. Like, I don't even know how I should spend 20 minutes to myself because I've conditioned myself to being productive constantly. Guys, we're not meant to constantly be productive. And our brains and our bodies and our hearts, like, we need a period of rest. So I would like to challenge, especially the mama bears out there, but you know what? I look at how hard my husband works and I look at the other gentlemen in my life and their ambitious pursuits. So I'm going to just encourage everyone equally to take that time and find a little window in your day where you can check out, just be you, whatever that means. I won't lie. On my schedule, it is get outside. I love the outdoors. I am often inside recording or working or calling, working with my kids in their school. And so being outside that's like a huge delight to me. And that just is reinvigorating and helps bring more joy into my day. So I'd love to hear what would bring joy into your day, because I could definitely use more. I'm still trying to unpack this part of, wow, what should I do for myself? Anyway, thank you so much for joining me for this episode. I appreciate you more than you understand, and I hope that this has served you well. And if it has, please share it with one or two people. I think this message about our schedules and being in control of them needs to get out and reach a whole lot more people. So I appreciate your efforts in helping those around you. If you think this will help, then please do share it. I want to leave you with a quote today, and it's by an author that I've read a ton of his books, and I really appreciate John C. Maxwell. He writes a ton of books on leadership and thinking, and he covers a broad variety of topics, and I really appreciate his approach. He says, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." I don't take that lightly. That's power-packed. So as you go about your week, I hope that comes back into your mind, and I hope it serves you well in making that decision to take control of your schedule, of your time, of your talents, of your money, of your energy, every bit of it. Until next time, go find your freedom.